Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 10, verses 11 through 15. For the scripture says, "Whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on him. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things."
In Romans chapter 10, Paul asked a series of questions we can sum up this way. How will the world hear about Jesus if you do nothing? God uses those of us who are Christians to spread the word that salvation is available to all. He put us in families and neighborhoods so we'll build community and share the love of Jesus with those around us. But some believers are called to carry the gospel farther than others. Those who stay are to offer prayer and resources for those who travel. Have you ever thought, mission work isn't where my heart is? Every believer is called to missions as either a goer or a sender, whether the call comes in a dramatic way or is simply seen as a clear biblical principle to be followed. Christians who share, go, and send are often excited about God's message for unbelievers. And it's possible for you to be enthusiastic too, even if you never physically leave the place where you live. Ask the Lord, "How can I be a full participant in your mission to get the gospel out to a world that's in desperate need of it?" If you aren't called to travel, then choose to be a sender by offering your prayers, your support, and anything else that will help to put others on the mission field to share the good news of Christ. In Him, everything and everyone has a purpose, and nothing goes to waste.